Yo, what's good, y'all? It's Corey from the Corey Experience. So, I'm sitting in my car waiting to clock in for work, and I'm just thinking about random shit and how my life is right now. Still homeless, but I think I'm gonna go back to Texas, even though I hate Houston. But you know, I have maybe one or two people there that, you know, give a fuck about me. Or a few people that give a fuck about me out there. Came to Georgia. My cousin wanted me to come through because he didn't like me being, you know, by myself in my crib without family or anybody to come hang out with and chill. Then I tried dating and, you know, getting to know people and trying to be friends. And it's like everybody has their own agenda to kind of fuck you over and treat you like shit nowadays. Like, women always complain about how men have agendas and stuff like that. Yeah, I do have an agenda. I have an agenda on trying to find somebody that will be my soulmate or I click with, and to have a real relationship and possibly marriage. What is wrong with that? And I don't know. Like, and then women have agendas of either OnlyFans people or extra money when they don't even know you, which is, how do you have the balls to just ask a random person that you don't even know for money? And then you're gonna get mad when they tell you no. Like, that's crazy. If you can't fix your shit, then don't be on the dating site looking for niggas to ask you for money. I mean, to give you money. It's a dating site. It's not somewhere where you can cash, you know, not get a loan from people. It's a dating site. Like, come on now. Like, I don't prepare when I talk on Anchor or my podcast. I just like to go with the flow. I'm not a very organized person to, like, set up exactly what I'm gonna do or say. I just like to go in the moment and talk, which I'm pretty sure, for new listeners, this is how I am. For old listeners, you already know what it is with me already. I don't know, this year, I'm already making steps to improve my life by getting my GED. I already scheduled myself for my first test, for the math test, which is the only thing that's gonna leave me stuck on the GED. After I pass this math test, God willing, I hope I pass, then everything else I could pass, because all the teachers that I'm, you know, doing my online class with, they're like, man, everything after the math is mad easy, because all it is reading and answering questions. So that's pretty fucking simple for me. I'm 36, and took me a long ass time to get to this point to where I'm like, I really want a better life. Like, I'm tired of living paycheck to paycheck. Renting. I want to own a home. I want to fix my credit before I start owning a home. I'm on child support, which I shouldn't have been on child support. My baby mama lied to me, and she told me, even if we split up, I would never put you on child support. Even though when she went behind my back, got married to a dude that I told her not to get married to for a green card. Now she's married to for the rest of her life. And she's struggling too. But I guess when she got with him, they decided to put me on child support, which is fucked up. Because we swore and it was a promise that she broke. I don't mind buying anything for my kids at all. Money's money. I don't really give a fuck about money. But Like, I don't feel like the government should have a say of what I should do in my life or with my money. Like, fuck out of here, bro. And besides, they keep, like, 30-40% of whatever I give for child support. And what's left goes to her, which is really not fair. Take me off child support, I'll give you 300 cash in your hand. That simple. 300-400 every 2 weeks. But, I don't know. The way all this inflation and shit is going on, like, it's really hard to stretch a dollar. You literally can't get 3 or 4 things for a dollar. No. You get one. If you're lucky. Right. And then gas prices are still kind of fucking high. They are lowering, but like, everything is a real fucking struggle for no reason. Like, life should not be this fucking hard. And I don't think God intended life to be this hard for people. We were supposed to eat, live off the land, work at our own acres of farm and acres of land, eating off our land, and living with our families, raising our families, living in peace. No, we have corporations that take over, fuck everybody's mindset up. Then it's hard to make money to be rich. Because it's hard to come up with ideas when you're so much in poverty and depressed. And I keep thinking about ideas and shit to make money to where I can live comfortable. That's all I care about, is living comfortable. If I want to go out of town, I should be able to. If I want to take a week off work and just spend the time with my kids, I should be able to. And not have to worry about anything and still travel everywhere. Like, that's the type of money I want. And that I'm going for. I don't want to sit here and work till I'm like fucking 70 or 80 years old. I'm not feeling that. And Social Security is going to end in the next 3 years. So what is going to happen then with everybody's retirement and shit? So that's going to be fucked. I don't even have a fucking pension. I haven't been in a job more than a year or two. Because their jobs, like, the shit I want to do, I need my high school diploma for. My dream job is to develop video games. And my business plan of what I want to do to own my own business is a food truck and make a food truck chain. Cause I still really do love cooking. I'm trying to do the most I can within 4 years before I turn 40. And those are two of my goals. And I know most people are gonna be like, those are realistic goals? Those are not realistic. Want me to go and do something that I don't really like? I haven't found something that I really liked in a long time to do. Right now I'm a floor tech at a fucking hospital, at a clinic, not a hospital. And it's easy work, but it's fucking annoying. It's something that I don't enjoy. I do it because it's a job. And then I have to support myself. Even though living in my car, and my car is literally starting to have issues and started breaking down little by little. I gotta fix my brakes. I gotta tune up my car. I gotta fucking do it. It's 120,000 mile inspection. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. Everything all at once this year is just happening to me and it's getting on my nerves. Gotta pay a fucking speeding ticket, even though I paid to renew my license. Still gotta do all that shit. Like, then I have court at the end of the month. Because I had a suspended license, I had no insurance, and I had no registration, which my registration is good now because I got it taken care of. But damn, yo. Like, being an adult is so fucking hard. I really do miss being a fucking teenager. I think the best time of my life was being fucking 13 and 14. I still have my grandma around. And then my grandfather. And then all my friends and shit, we hanged out every day. We talked, we had fun, we did shit. Now, everybody's all divided, living their lives. And I miss all my friends. I miss all the connection that we had, like, fucking brotherhood and just, like, I love those niggas to the day I die. They are my family, they're my brothers, my sisters, my like, best friends. My kids don't even know their kids, and I'm sad because I wanted my kids to grow up with my friends and their kids, and like, that's how I wanted it to be. We all be together and like, just like, show my kids like, real friendship, connections, like, it's dope. Just ranting, bro. Like, I miss my cousin Shayna, who's stuck in fucking Canada because Canada's being ass. Because they don't want to, you know, let her out the border like that. And she's going through it emotionally and just love her, man. Like, she's so supportive of me and give me good advice all the time. I try to do the same for her. Then I have my boy Lex, like, that's my brother to the day I die. Like, without him and her, I don't know how I'm surviving life right now without them pushing me to do better for myself. Even though I push myself, but they give me that extra boost to where I can accomplish mad shit. Cause they really, like, sometimes I really have mental breakdowns and I'm like, I really sometimes feel like if I had the balls to kill myself, I would have really done it. Like, slip my wrist, fucking run into a car, like, all types of dumb shit. But without mental health and really having good people in your life to keep you straight and keep your mind focused, life is really, really too hard. And I'm not condoning suicide and none of that shit. If you ever feel like you're in a dark place like that, please go to somebody that you're really close to and talk about it. Because keeping it bottled up is not going to help you. And going down that path is really easy to get to. I just wish everybody good mental health, and thanks for listening, and, you know, keep your loved ones, people that you really trust and love, close. And don't be ashamed to ask for help or to go to somebody for help. There's nothing shameful in that. Everybody needs help sometime. But with that being said, I hope all of y'all have good mental health. God bless you all, and I hope you stay safe. This is Corey from the Corey Experience. I'm out.